Hey, and welcome back to the Rick and Daps podcast. I'm Daps.
And I'm Rick.
And we are here, as always, unscripted and raw.
I just scared Daps really bad because I just started the music without warning him in the middle of it.
Yeah, it jumps in, same as the old boss. I'm like, oh, God.
Well, that means it's worse bosses, Daps.
It is.
Date the new boss, same as the old boss. I.e., you would probably not want any of these people for your boss.
No, and this week is no different. We are adding some depth to our roster.
Yeah, before the playoffs begin, which is going to be next episode, we're going to have the big reveal of the matchups and the scoring and all of that.
Yeah, we're going to have to contabulate the seeding.
All the seedings and finish up our scale, which we've got in the works. I'm very excited about it.
But this week is kind of the theme of crazy bastards, because...
Well, minus... And then Elsa from Frozen. I mean, she clearly has some problems, but not like these guys.
I'm going to go ahead on a limb and say that the lonely girl whose only friend is a snowman doesn't have all her screws bolted on tightly.
I feel like... Our other contestants have her beat in the crazy department.
Oh, 100%.
Not saying this is the, this would, if we were doing a region, this would be coming out of the west or like what, the east wing of the psych ward. We have Nero.
Yeah.
Emperor from, I think, around 59 AD.
Is it AD or BC?
AD.
I can never keep them straight. Yeah, so that's going to be insane.
He is crazy. If you haven't heard of him, you're going to want to look him up. I'll give you some fast facts about him before we get started, but he is definitely an interesting character. Howard Hughes.
Yeah, Howard Hughes, wonderful, wonderful inventor. The movie The Aviator, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, is all about his life. But boy, was he just a little bit difficult to work for. And his mental capacities were, you know, incredible, but also lacking.
Yeah, he had some issues.
He did.
Germophobia and upset, definitely some OCD, something.
Massive fixations.
And then, like, as a perfect pairing for him, we have Mr. Monk from the TV fame, played by Tony Shalhoub. Basically, think Sherlock Holmes with OCD and germophobia.
Yeah.
I would love to see him and Howard Hughes try and work on a project together. So who do you want to start with, Daps? As we round out the roster for our last few potential playoff spots.
I kind of think Elsa and Nero are kind of the funnest of the two. So if we could split those two up, I think that'd be good.
Well, let's start with Elsa.
Okay.
And then we'll end with Nero.
That sounds good.
Okay, so Elsa.
Elsa, as many of you are familiar with from the movie Frozen, is a princess who takes over for her family as, say, queen?
Monarch.
Or regent or some kind of thing.
Yeah, except for the only thing is that it's... Well, first off, let's... really quickly, we're going to be judging on the patented misscale. Misery. Inconsistency, status, which is inverted, so high status means a low score, yeah. And then danger. That's how we'll be judging Elsa. So first topic would be misery.
Yeah.
Going back to what you were saying, I believe that she technically was queen for a long time because her parents just disappear.
Yeah.
In some storm. Seems suspicious.
It seems very suspicious. She nearly kills her sister accidentally.
Well, yeah, a lot. Yeah, she's a danger.
She's a serious danger.
So as we, when we're judging this, are we judging her as her sister? Like, who's the employee?
I'm imagining the employees would be the common citizen. People in the guards, people in the village.
I feel like we have to do it as, like, a guard. Because we've done the king... And Darth Vader and different characters like that.
That's true.
Being surrounded by the guards.
That's true.
Or the generals or whoever. Like somebody with direct contact.
Okay.
Misery, Das.
I would say overall, for most of the time, Misery's not that bad.
I would counter with all the singing. I would be miserable if the queen wouldn't stop singing about her problems.
I mean, overall...
And I hate that song because it was... don't get me wrong. It's a good song, but just people were singing it too much.
Yeah. Well, and as Deadpool pointed out, it is exactly the song, Papa, can you hear me? Do you want to build a snowman? It's like, they just reused the same song. Well, technically,
that's not her song. Her song is different. Is that her sister's?
That's her sister's song. Yeah. But that's the Frozen song. I mean,
I don't think it is. I thought her song was the one about, like...
I never needed the cold anyways, yeah, or whatever.
The cold never bothered me anyways.
Yeah. No, that one was annoying, too.
Yeah, that was way worse.
Yeah. But, as a guard, she was relatively easy to guard, because she just stayed locked away.
Except for when she ran off.
Okay, so we have to go in chronological order, because... Okay. Because overall, she wasn't always that difficult.
Well, yeah, she just stayed in her room.
She was a shut-in. Your job was the easiest cushy job in the world. So I think for Misery, if you're looking at overall, it really wasn't so bad for quite some time. But then she kind of had powers, and she couldn't really control them. And
she was essentially like, they stole the mutant storyline, by the way.
Yeah, 100%.
Heavily stolen.
Yeah.
And where was Professor X? No. She needed to go to the School for Gifted Youngsters, and maybe this wouldn't have happened.
He failed her. He and Dumbledore.
Dumbledore both. It was written down from Hogwarts from the day she was born. She can do non-wanded magic.
Yeah, that's pretty substantial.
Yeah, wasn't there some, like, grand wizard or somebody somewhere that could have helped her?
You would imagine so.
There's nobody in the entire universe...
I mean, the trolls that they went to were able to save her sister's heart from the cold getting into it.
Yeah.
Because they're somehow magical. But, like, the family was like, nah, we'll let the professionals take care of this.
We'll pass on any sort of, like...
We're just going to lock her in a room and repress her natural
And then they all wondered why she had some sort of terrible mental, problems.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway...
Yeah, lock somebody in a room their whole childhood and then see how well-adjusted they are.
Make sure you wear gloves at all times because you're dirty and can't touch people.
Right?
That doesn't sound like it's going to cause any problems later on down the road.
No, not at all.
So yeah, so she ends up freaking out a bit and does use her powers inadvertently. It doesn't mean to, but it's just going all over the place. She's like shooting ice at people and she decides the best way...
See, they like... It sounds like to me that she did mean to, shooting ice at people. I think some of it was an accident, and then she just lost her cool, and then was literally just...
Oh, yeah, no. Eventually, she uses it as a weapon.
Yeah.
But when that first thing happens, she's like, oh, gee, I didn't practice with this massive power. I just tried to repress it. Right. It came out of nowhere. So what's the best thing to do for my country? I'll just leave.
Okay, that to a certain, like, there is some logic you can follow with that.
100%.
But the fact that she froze all the ports and, probably destroyed their commerce.
Yeah, there's no way a fishing community is going to be able to survive.
Probably didn't do so good. Wasn't it the middle of summer when she does that? It was
the middle of summer.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden it's snowing everywhere.
Yeah.
She's essentially Storm from X-Men.
Yeah, Storm meets Iceman. Meets Rogue.
Meets Harry Potter.
Yep.
So Misery. Okay, so like you're right. For the beginning of it, I'm not miserable. But then I'm stuck in the winter for like however long that is.
And then you have to go out into the snowlands to try to find her.
And then she does come back.
She does
come. And then like fixes it all somehow. She does.
After having a giant snow monster try to kill you.
That's also true.
That's a thing that happened.
Yeah.
So
that's really, yeah, that's true. Misery wise, I feel like I can't give it top marks.
No,
because it's not a permanent situation.
No.
It's kind of like the Gordon Ramsay situation. It's a lot of misery and you feel hopeless, but then it does eventually pass.
Yeah. I'd be willing to give a 2 or 2.5.
I'm going to give a 3 because I feel like you would feel fairly miserable and hopeless during the situation.
Yeah.
So like I have like a month or however long of like intense, terrible misery where the ports are frozen. And I mean, the ecosystem is probably really destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that the migratory fowl are very confused.
Yep.
The fish are probably all dead.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who knows what ecological damage she could have caused.
Yeah. Could have stopped global warming. Didn't. That's on her.
You're saying she should have launched the whole world back into an ice age?
No, I mean, I'm just saying she could have cooled things down a bit. Also, you see, she's able to create a giant castle out of ice that is solid enough and not cold to the touch. Yet there are still people living in shacks in her kingdom. See, that's the problem.
She's just one of those rich people, just totally out of touch with the common
man. Absolutely. 100%.
I'm going to score her a 3, and you scored a what?
A 2.5.
2.5. So that is a 5.5 for Misery.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad for a Disney film. Or Pixar, or whatever it was.
Let's see. Yeah, even Gaston getting that high.
Mm-hmm.
Descon didn't score that well, actually.
No.
He will not be going to the playoffs.
No, but he is a fun one to talk about.
I love Gaston. I'm sad he's not in the playoffs. Inconsistency. Well, I think the one giant inconsistency where you freeze the entire nation and launch it into, like, a mini ice age. And I think that in the back of your mind, you would always be worried that she would have a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
And do it again. So,
going from, like, I should never use these powers, they're only bad, so to, like, let's lean as heavily into it and create an ice mansion.
Into the skid.
And a huge, like, snow devil along with, like, a cute snowman accidentally.
Plus all of the... Yeah, accidentally. Olaf. plus, I mean, like, I keep coming back to the destruction of the ecosystem. I mean, the flowers are all dead. They were not ready for that.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows, like, long term... There's probably going to be a massive famine after this.
Yeah, all those summer stocks that you have to get through the winter.
Yeah, right? They're all wiped out.
They're gone.
Yeah. I almost feel like I need to up her score for Misery because, like, I seriously think there would be a massive famine after.
I feel like that's more in danger related, though. That's like long-term danger.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, as far as inconsistency, she's not crazy inconsistent. And not compared to her sister, who wants to marry a guy after meeting him for, like, a day.
Yeah, right.
That's just terrifying.
I'd
give her a 1.5 or a 2.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that the fact that she freezes everything and you'd be worried that she's going to do it again merits a higher score. I'm not going to go crazy, but I'm going to give her a 3.
But is that inconsistency?
I'm worried that she might be wildly inconsistent one more time and freeze everything.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I can see that.
I'm going to go 3.
I'll go 2.
You're 2?
Yeah.
Okay. She's not scoring very well.
No.
A 5. She's got to pick it up if she wants to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to need to see. Let's see. She's at 5.5. We're going to need to see because what's the cutoff?
It's 24. I think it's
24. Ooh. She's going to have to score a 7, average of 7 points for status and danger. I don't think she's going to make it.
I don't think she's going to do it.
If I'm just like an average guard citizen, I'm probably above average, but I'm not like super high.
Yeah, you're not like, you know, it's a good job to have, but I wouldn't say it's the most coveted job in the world.
I'm going to go 2.5.
I could agree with that.
That's a 5. Ooh. Okay. Do you think she's scoring very consistent?
Do you think she has a 10 in her?
Does she have a 10? She needs at least a 9 to make it into the playoffs. 8.5, technically. Yeah.
For danger? I mean, she accidentally create a very adorable snowman named Olaf who's impossible to be killed.
And is, like...
He's immortal.
Sentient.
Yeah. That alone is scary. And she made a giant, like, snow golem that, like, the snow devil that, like, tried to kill people.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Disney's not going to do deep
buys. She did somewhat kill a couple guys, even though they don't show them as...
Well, that's the thing. Disney doesn't do deep dives on the ramifications of her actions.
Yeah.
There's at least one or two guards that are going to die of hypothermia.
Those guards are dead.
Mm-hmm.
I keep coming back to this, but the massive ecological damages.
This is where it's going to come in.
The famine, for sure. There will be a famine.
Mm-hmm.
There may not be any fish left.
No.
The birds might all be messed up, too.
Do you know how cold you have to make something for a saltwater harbor to freeze over?
Really cold.
Insanely cold.
Salt water doesn't freeze in Antarctica, really.
I mean, if it freezes a bit, not much.
Actually, salt water has to be 28 degrees or colder to freeze. So it's like a whole 4 or 5 degrees colder.
Yeah.
So we're talking like, I'm sure lots of people died during the freezing temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fallout of the famine wrecked the population.
Mm-hmm.
The rich people probably survived, but most of the poor people and elderly were definitely killed. And the fallout in the subsequent winters.
I'm thinking about all those people who weren't in the harbor at the time, who were out to sea fishing.
Right.
Now you can't get back. What, you just don't have your family anymore? Like, you're not going
to
be here.
That's true. They had to walk across the ice. And what if they're walking across the ice and then
summer
she
clothes.
And then she unfreezes it, right? Then they die.
Yeah.
Ooh. Danger would be exceptionally high.
I mean, it's not like...
I don't think it's a 10 because, again, it's like a low... But, man...
It's
I'm really having to I'm struggling with my score here. I'm trying not to think about the playoffs and the ramifications of my choices.
I could give her a 3.5. I couldn't do a full 4 because we've had some people like, you know.
Let's look at precedent. Do you agree that we need to look at precedent?
Yes, I think precedent is important.
Darth Vader, 7.5.
And he's way more dangerous than her, I think.
But he...
He'll send you into battle, and he'll kill you himself.
Yeah, if he would have been the... But the Emperor would have scored higher, because he blew up a planet. He himself ordered the blowing up of a planet.
Wait, I thought Darth Vader did.
Well, he was there, but he followed through on it. He wasn't like, hey, I'm going to blow up this planet. The Emperor was like, blow up that planet.
Okay.
Cersei Lannister, we're not really even talking about that. Let's see. I think that the thing that some of these people have going for them is that they're consistently putting people in danger.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas she kind of has this, what makes her unique is she just does this one thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's horribly dangerous, and then that's it, hopefully.
Yeah, I think that kind of lowers your score a little bit.
I definitely don't think it's a 10.
No.
I could go, I think the highest I feel like a 3.5.
I feel good about a
3.5. All right.
So she'd get a 7, which I don't think is enough.
That, let's see, 15.5 plus 7 puts her at 22.5, not making the playoffs. And if you are paying attention, you will notice that I am actually updating the scores as we go because we have playoff implications.
Yeah, we do.
So we're giving away the scores. She scores a 22.5, not quite good enough.
Still not bad for a Disney princess.
She's probably the highest scoring Disney princess.
Do you think?
Yeah. I mean, Snow White, she only endangers the lives of 7 people.
Yeah.
The dwarves. Mulan just goes out and kicks butt. You definitely couldn't give her a great score.
No, you couldn't.
Pocahontas either.
I mean,
who could you score higher than Elsa?
Pocahontas helped the white man. I'm just saying long term, you can't.
But that's not gonna. But still, I think that Elsa is the highest scoring princess.
Yeah, and
perhaps the only one I could even Ariel maybe.
Oh, I think Ariel's 100% higher.
Really?
Yeah. Think
Why
about
is that?
It. She marries into a prince who is ruling over an entire fishing village. All their stuff is from fishing.
Mm-hmm.
She is from the sea, and they are her friends. She's going to decimate that economy. She's super inconsistent. Like, she's like, I am rich, and I think...
That's a reason why you shouldn't get married young.
Yeah, right there. If Disney's taught us anything, kids, it's...
Don't get married young.
Don't rush into things.
Yeah, right? Actually, they've done the exact opposite. Okay, so Elsa, I'm afraid she has not made the playoffs.
No. That's fine.
No. It's fine. Okay, let's move on to Howard Hughes. This was your suggestion, Dev, so I'd like you to lead the charge.
Yeah, so Howard Hughes is an incredible inventor. Invented lots of things, but mostly airplanes. And he would actually fly the experimental airplanes himself, which is
that and insanity. A movie producer.
Yes, he produced movies. He was kind of the big guy in both Hollywood and everywhere.
But he's mostly known now for inventing the spruce goose.
Yes, the Hercules, which was an all-wood aircraft. It was during the war, and metal was very, very short. And so he created this large wooden aircraft that was designed to carry personnel. It only had one flight. It did not do very well. He actually was called before Congress because of this, where he kind of took him to task because he had actually invested way more money than they had in all these failed projects, and they're kind of treating him poorly. But yeah, he had germophobia, lots of OCD behaviors.
Before we get too far into it, can I give some people the fast facts about the spruce goose?
Sure.
So, or the Hercules, as you would like it to be called. Largest wooden plane ever constructed. Flown only once. They need, like you were saying, they need to move troop materials across the Atlantic, and they didn't have tons of steel. So he built this thing. But unfortunately, it barely flew. It covered only 1 mile at an altitude of 70 feet for 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
Well, it was because he was trying to prove that it could fly.
But, what? Okay.
Because if it didn't fly, he was going to leave the country.
Perhaps one of my, he's off to a strong start here, because here's a little tidbit. Always dreaming of a second flight, Hughes retained a full crew to maintain the mammoth plane in a climate-controlled hangar until his death in 1976.
Yeah.
The plane was built and flew in 1947. So literally almost 30 years.
Yeah. Someone's entire career was taking care of a plane that will never, ever fly.
Yeah. Literally, that was your job.
So what do you do for a living? I sand things. Yeah. He also was a movie producer. And so he had this movie. I can't remember what it was called. It was like Dogs of War or something like that.
No.
But basically, it was a movie all about the plane fighting in World War II. Or World War I, one of the two. Very, very cool.
I think it was a World War I movie.
But so he had, like, all these actors and all these pilots, and part of the movie required that planes hit each other and fly very, very close to each other, and people actually died during production for this movie. Then he gets it almost ready to premiere, and color film is used in the first movie ever, and he decides, we're doing it all over again, but this time in color.
Right.
Just scraps the project, redoes the entire thing. He is just a terrible boss. So, first one, misery.
Well, here's some other fast facts about him. He was addicted to codeine.
Mm-hmm.
He was the test pilot, like you were saying. Let's see. He dodged taxes. He kind of was a playboy.
Mm-hmm.
From his he went reclusive in his later years and like wasn't seen. And then he was what? Like keeping urine in bags, right?
Yeah, he locked himself in a movie viewing studio for 5 months, drinking only, I think, milk, eating Hershey's bars and almonds.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would fill the milk bottles up with urine. And someone's job would be come in and like take them away. But that's after he'd have like 100 bottles of urine just sitting out. Like he was very, very strange and disturbed.
From his reclusion, he sent out scary pamphlets on the dangers of communism. Definitely some like grandfather behavior there towards the end. Bribed politicians. Apparently also invented the underwire bra.
Did he?
He apparently.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And then what was the other thing he did? Well, and he wore shoe boxes on his feet. Right? Wasn't that part of it?
Something like that.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch going on. But yeah, he wanted things
Kleenex boxes on his feet. Boxes. Yeah. Kleenex boxes on his feet.
He wanted things done a very specific way, no matter how small or insignificant it might be. Like cooking his food, there'd have to be so many peas, like specifically so many peas, and on this side, and the food couldn't touch. And you couldn't touch, like, he'd bring his own silverware places. It was just very meticulous. He was a very disturbed man. But I imagine working for him would just be hell on earth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. constantly, well, the storing of your own urine would be very
constantly in risk of getting fired or yelled at, having to like be on his beck and call at all times, do random stupid things like take care of a giant wooden plane for 30 years.
So in this scenario, you are just random employee of his.
Yeah.
In his reclusive years, he'd be the maid or whoever, the mm-hmm. housekeeper. Misery, I would say, would be really high.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be his highest score because I'd give it a full 10.
Yeah.
Because he's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He's got Kleenex boxes on his feet. He's saving his urine. He'll only drink and eat certain foods.
Yeah, he didn't clip his nails.
Yeah.
At all. So he had these long talons. And even
before this happens, he's making you refilm movies, do dangerous stunts.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably out like stealing people's wives, having you do illegal things,
mm-hmm.
bribing politicians. Apparently he bribed Nixon, but who didn't? So for me, I think working for him would be terrible.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of how he's definitely worse than Burns, Mr. Burns.
I would say so.
I'm going to give him a 4.
I was going to do a 4.5.
I think that's fair. I think the reason why I can't go higher is because I may be fearing for my job, but I don't think I'm fearing for my life.
Unless you're one of the many pilots who died during the filming of that movie.
Well, I think that it would drive me crazy, but I don't think it's the same level mm-hmm. of misery of like a Cersei Lannister or a. Ooh. That's so tough. We scored Ron Burgundy an 8.5.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 4.52.
All right.
You've convinced me. So he gets a 9.
Pretty strong.
Right. Starting out of the strong. Inconsistency.
He's very inconsistent.
Is he very inconsistent or is he consistently like just driving you nuts?
So he at one point changed the control stick mm-hmm. on one of the planes.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like over 30 times. He would order one, have it installed in the plane. He would go in and hold it and say, this isn't right.
Wouldn't I expect that because of his history of like, no, the movie came out in color. We have to redo the whole thing. And like, he's like very perfectionist. Like, it has to be perfect. Mm-hmm. Is that inconsistency if he's doing that all the time?
I feel like it's inconsistent when
he can't make up his mind.
He can't make up his mind. And also, you have no idea what tomorrow is going to be like.
That's true, because you don't know, like, you bring in the toast and he's like, this toast isn't right. Make it again.
Like, it's wacky behavior, but also, like, your job is not consistent. It's not just his behavior, but it's do you know what tomorrow is going to look like? And you don't.
That's true. Okay, you're right. Then what does that merit? This is one of those few guys who, like, is definitely, like, deserves high scores, but with the exception of the pilots,
mm-hmm.
there's not a lot of, like, inherent danger in that inconsistency.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Dumbledore's inconsistency could get me killed. Gandalf's inconsistency could get me killed. This inconsistency is definitely inconsistent, but it's just obnoxious and driving me insane.
Yeah.
So where
I feel like danger is a reason. We have that category for specifically to address that.
Yeah, but we've definitely thought of the danger also is kind of like looming over everything.
Yeah. I'm not thinking his inconsistency is crazy high, but it's definitely not a low one. I'm thinking I could give it a 3.
I was going to go 3.5. 3.5? Have we agreed? We're agreeing a lot.
We are.
Maybe it's because I'm so tired.
It's going to be a terrible episode.
I'm just not being very feisty today. I need to fight with you more. Status. You work for Howard Hughes.
It would be pretty dang high. Those are glamorous
jobs, most of them. And even if you're the housekeeper, you're still the housekeeper at a rich, famous person's home.
Yeah. He really was as famous as you can be at the time.
Yeah.
So I don't think your status is going to, I don't think his score for this will be very high.
I'm
going to
give a 2. Like, I can't, 2.5. I can't give any lower than that. Mm-hmm. Because even if I'm just a, even if I'm just like a regular like lay person who's nobody's ever heard of, mm-hmm. if somebody says, "What do you do?" I work for Howard Hughes.
Yeah,
that's an automatic.
I think it's got to be even a little bit lower than that, because
really,
yeah, because I think it's like, it'd be like if you worked for Jeff Bezos, not for Amazon. Like, you work, like when someone asks you what do you do, you're like, "Oh, I work for Jeff Bezos."
Yeah, but.
So I feel like that's pretty high status, which means his score should be pretty low, which I'm thinking like a 2.
I'm going to go 2.5.
Okay.
But 2 for you. Okay, so that is a
4.5.
Okay, would you like a status update on where we're at for him?
Sure.
So he's scored a 9, a 7, and a 4.5, so a 6. He's at a 20. 20.5.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling about his shot? He's got to get a 4.
I think, yeah, well, yeah. I mean, that's not going to be hard for him to do.
You don't think so? I'm kind of dubious as about giving him higher scores than that.
I mean,
I don't know how much danger I can give him.
As far as danger?
I mean, I know those pilots died.
Yeah.
But
that's the big one, really.
But this isn't the same. I don't know. There's so many other employees who didn't die.
That is true.
Like, and I get that, like, Dumbledore or, like, Gandalf, they didn't have a ton of their party die, per se,
mm-hmm.
but they were in constant danger.
Yeah, that's true.
And if you're a test pilot for a movie, there's already inherent danger in the 40s.
Regardless of who you
whenever it was. Yeah. So, like, I don't know if I can give extra points for that.
Yeah.
I think there would be danger of catching a disease from all of his urine.
That's about as high as it gets.
And I can only give like a 1.
Yeah, I'm taking 1.5.
Ugh. Sadly, falling short.
I mean,
scores a 23.5. He just needed 0.5 more.
He should have killed my people.
He should have killed more people.
Yep.
The only problem with this is that I know the cutoffs now, and I'm like, should I, like, I feel like, do I manipulate the scores? Like, do I just...
With great power
comes great responsibility. But yeah. No, I feel like I can't. I feel like I can't do it. So, sadly, he does not make it.
Nope.
This is not good. We've gotten two people who I thought for sure were shoo-ins to make the worst bosses playoffs, and they are just... They're not doing well. Whoa. Yeah. Bad scores.
I do think that we're going to get at least one out of this, though.
I think that there's at least one. I think Mr. Monk remains to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
So 22.5 for Howard Hughes. If only you were slightly more dangerous. If you'd gone on a killing spree at some point in time.
I mean, he did crash one of his test planes into the Palisades and take out a bunch of houses, but...
But he was in the plane.
He survived.
Yeah. Well, but like I said, he was also in the plane.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't ask somebody else to fly a dangerous plane into the Palisades.
That's true.
All right. Howard Hughes, turns out you're a better boss than a lot of people. Even Willy Wonka.
Yep.
Who'd have thunk it? Okay. Mr. Monk. Now, as I said before, Mr. Monk is a TV detective with OCD and germophobia, and I'm sure tons of other phobias. He's afraid of heights and closed spaces and basically everything.
Mm-hmm.
He's a genius detective, though. He's very poor, obsessed with his dead wife.
Mm-hmm.
And solving her murder, which he can never solve. And you are his assistant. Sharona, or I think Natalie is the other one.
Mm-hmm.
You're poorly paid. So right off of the bat there, that's some misery. Because you're a poorly paid assistant to a man who is very obnoxious.
Yeah. And, I mean, I have not watched the show much. But as I understand it, your job is essentially to have... Like
your 24-hour call,
hand sanitizer and wet wipes on call all the time.
All the time.
You have to do random weird things like open doors for him because he won't touch handles.
Well,
and
in fairness, I think Howard Hughes would have been very similar.
Very similar.
It's just not documented in TV for us.
Yeah. And there's more than one person working for him, whereas right, he essentially
you're the
has
only one. You're on call all the time. He's constant. You have to drive him everywhere because he won't drive.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take him to his counseling appointments constantly. He's a grown man, yet he cannot do basically anything for himself,
mm-hmm.
except for solve crimes at a prodigious rate.
Yes.
He does have one. He does bring some value to the table, at least.
He does.
So Misery, what are you thinking here? I would be, the thing about this job is that, yeah, you'd be miserable, but then you'd also could easily quit and find a comparable job.
That's true.
After you worked for him for a while.
That's true. But it's not about what you could go on to do. It's about staying in that job. And it's,
but wouldn't I feel less miserable if I knew that if I just stuck it out for long enough, that I could become the personal assistant to somebody else? Because they'd be like, whoa, you were personal assistant for Mr. Monk, that crazy, prodigious detective? Well, then you'll be fine for what I need.
That's true.
But I'd still be pretty miserable. But I would get to see, well, I'd also see a lot of grisly murders.
You would. You'd be constantly going around and tracking killers.
Yeah.
And driving all over the place. Like, it's not like you're going to be just hanging out in the same neighborhood you live.
Yeah.
Like, you go on vacations with him. Yeah. You go everywhere.
Yeah, I think the fact that I'm just basically adding a family member is the part that makes me most miserable. Because I think that he would, the job itself, like, what he does is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But the, like, having to do everything and, like, having him constantly freak out about everything would be just the worst.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty miserable.
And I'm not paid very well.
No.
Like, I know at least a couple of times in the show, like, they're like, I can't work for you anymore. You haven't paid me in, like, weeks. My bills are due and I have no money. Right? So I'm going to go... The lack of pay brings the misery up to 3.5 for me.
Yeah, I mean, I could see 3.5. I mean, I think it's a personal preference thing also, because my misery goes through the roof when people start making me try to do things when I'm tired. Like, I get grumpy when I'm really, really tired.
You know what? I'm going to go up to a 4 because I have no personal space.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he may show up on a date.
Yeah.
That you're on, like if you're a single person, or even if you're married.
Yeah.
Say you're married and like he comes around to your date. You have no private time.
No.
None at all.
No.
4.
I think 4 is a great score.
Okay. So at 8.
Yep.
Okay. Inconsistency.
I don't know.
He's fairly well. I think the thing is he waffles a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to do this. No, I can't do it. But I'm going to... No. Nah. And then there's one point where something happens. Oh, his therapist quits being a therapist, and he goes through the cycles of grief just back to back to back all in a row. Like, it takes him like 20 seconds to go through each one. And he's like, I hate you. Please, we can work it out. it's all over for me. Well, you can't fix it everything. We gave it a shot. And then he goes, then like 5 seconds later, he's like, he's not retiring. What's happening? I think he's repeating the cycle of grief again. You know, he's ridiculously wildly inconsistent. Even though you would expect it, I'd feel like this is at least, I feel like this would be like on steroids. And you're the only one that has to deal with it. It's not spread out like it is with Howard Hughes.
And again.
Amongst other people. You're the only one. You're the one that has to deal with it all the time.
And you won't know what tomorrow's going to bring.
No
it's
way.
Not like for a second you can plan a vacation or a date or anything. You could make a plan. And then
a murder happens.
And then tomorrow
or
you
he
go.
He flips out.
Yeah. You go to another country.
5. I give a 5.
Yeah.
Solid 5. What about you?
I think a 4.5 is what I'm going to go.
4.5. Yeah. Oh. Okay, 4.5 for you. All right. Well, he's starting off hot. 9.5 and an 8. So he's at 17.5. Status. That's a tough one because you don't get paid very much, but you are the assistant to like a really well-known detective in the area
mm-hmm.
that people do respect. but you're paid exceptionally poorly.
Yeah, and everyone knows how difficult it is to work for him. So I don't think your status is super high, but I don't think it's necessarily super low either.
What's like a... I'm going to go again at a 2.5.
Two.
So that's another 4.5. Danger. His assistants have been kidnapped, and people have attempted to murder them on more than one occasion.
You're going to have to carry this one.
Just in the fact that I know that somebody may try and kill me and that I'm around murderers, it's not a war zone.
No.
But I am going to go 4.
And Mr. Monk is not trying to kill you.
He's not trying to kill me, but I am in danger.
Yes.
Ah, jeez. It's between a 3 and a 4 kind of a range.
Yeah.
I know that at some point in time, somebody will try and take a swing at me or try and shoot me, though,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty dangerous.
Yes.
The only reason why I survive is because I'm on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to come back for next week. Had I not been on a well-received series, I probably would have been shot.
unless, like, they decide that replacing assistants is, like, their bit.
Every week assistants are constantly getting murdered, like Jerry's girlfriends on Seinfeld, yeah. where he has a new girlfriend every week.
Yeah.
But this just, like, assistant is just... Hey, that assistant made it 3 episodes before they got murdered. That's a new record.
Good for them. Yeah, I'm thinking...
The fact that I know that somebody's going to try and kill me... I'm going to go 4. I can't give it a 5 because it's not a war zone, but it's definitely dangerous.
I'm thinking 3.5. And the reason why I go a little bit lower is because, again, Mr. Monk's not trying to kill me. I'm not in a war zone. And none of the assistants have actually been killed.
Well, but that's just because of TV.
Or horribly maimed.
Psychologically, though, they've
sure,
been
sure.
their poor brains have been turned to mush. 7.5. That's a good score. I think that he's going to make the playoffs because he has 9.5 for inconsistency, 8 for misery, 4.5 for status. And a 7.5 for danger. He scores a 29.5. He is right there.
That's pretty good.
He is right there. And last but not least, a man who I feel fairly consistent, I feel fairly confident, will make the grade. For worst, one of the worst bosses. A real contender, I feel like. Coming out of the gate, but we have to score him. Emperor Nero became near emperor of the Roman Empire around, I think it was like 59 BAD, mm-hmm. somewhere around there. Came to power by either his mother or a combination of him and his mother murdering his uncle so that he could become emperor. While he was emperor, he did a bunch of crazy stuff. Including murdering his own mother,
mm-hmm.
attempting to murder her numerous times. My favorite, by a collapsible boat, which she would be in at one point in time, and then it collapsed and sank. But somehow he did not realize his mother could swim. Murdered numerous people, probably burned down a part of Rome so that he could build a massive palace.
Yeah.
Built a giant colossus statue of himself,
mm-hmm.
which the people tore down after he died. Let's see, what's some other highlights, Daphs?
He made a horse a senator.
Or consul, something like that, in the Senate.
Something like that, which is just ridiculous. Didn't you say he had poetry and would lock people in?
Yeah. It was like basically you were forced to go listen to his poetry. And senators would feign death and heart attacks to get out of going because apparently it was very bad poetry. He would also play the lyre, which apparently like... doing the arts as the emperor was like very frowned upon, was like considered a low class thing to do, and then forcing everyone to go to it also not so good. Like I said, burned down a section of Rome.
Yeah.
And then what was the other thing? Oh yeah. He embezzled tons of money, bribed lots of people, and then made it legal for people's property to be repossessed if they were found guilty of treason, which basically he did by saying that man's a traitor, and then he would just take their home. So he was pretty a terrible person overall, including killing his own mother. So misery.
I'm going to say misery is exceptionally high.
He also commits suicide, I think, at the end of his life.
He does, yes.
Doesn't he say something about, oh, what an artist dies in me, or something like that?
Something self-serving.
Yeah. Yeah, what an artist dies in me. But apparently that's probably not his last words. But anyways, so misery, Daphs, what are you scoring?
I'm thinking misery, just being around this guy who, like, is clearly insane and has no problem killing people, openly killing people, and setting fires. I'm going to give 4.5. It's not quite a war, like a battlefield, but it's almost.
Well, but you're conflating danger again.
Again?
I'm going to go 10. He killed his mom.
Mm-hmm.
He killed his half-brother. He probably killed his uncle. He burned down an entire, like, you don't know what could. This is like Cersei Lannister's wet dream over here.
Yeah.
This is like crazy.
But is it as bad as being on the wall, frozen, surrounded by rapists and murderers?
Because he is a rapist/murderer, and he has ultimate authority.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm giving a full 5. He's insane. There's no hope for me. And this is like the heights of tyranny. Like, Henry VIII got nothing on this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was only killing his wives and the nobles. I mean, this guy burned down an entire section of Rome.
Is it as bad as slavery?
I feel like you would feel like a slave.
Probably. I gotta go 4.5.
I'm gonna stick with my 5.
All right, I think it's fair.
So 9.5. Starting out of the gate, hot. Hot. Hot and out of the gate. Hot and bothered. Are you hot and bothered, Daphs?
Very.
I can tell. Inconsistency. I feel like making a horse a senator is not something that a stable person does. Right?
No, he's definitely not stable at all. And yeah, making...
I feel like he'd be somebody I'd feel like if I looked at him the wrong way, I'd be like, you're fired or you're executed or both.
Yeah. And again, inconsistent in such a way that you have no idea what you're going to be doing.
I think he,
for work at Monday.
I could, don't quote me on this because I could be way off in left field, but I feel like he was wouldn't let people look him in the eye.
I don't know.
I feel like he's. I mean, he's a full 5 for me. Burns down, like kills his mom, like he's just. Like, you don't know what tomorrow brings. You don't know if he's just going to be in a bad mood and try and have you killed.
Yeah.
Or, like, in he, I mean, somebody who would kill their own mother, I mean, you just.
And then kill himself.
Yeah. He clearly has no regard for human life.
I'm going to go full 5.
I agree. So that is a 10. Ooh, do you think he could challenge Captain Hook?
He could.
He could be a challenger. Status, though, is going to knock him down. If you're working for Nero...
It's about as good as it gets. For status. Yeah, it's dangerous. Everyone knows it's dangerous.
It's super dangerous.
But you're, like, the top.
You're a guard. Yeah, I mean, I give it a 1. I give it a 1. That sucks.
Yep.
It hurts his score.
That's his Achilles.
If only he was on a pirate ship in the middle of an imaginary island, he would score so much higher.
Yeah.
So you give, what do you give?
Gotta give a 1.
All right. Scores of 2. Danger. Super high. He could burn down your house. He could burn you. He could.
He will murder everyone around you.
He'd murder anybody. And then plus, I mean, the danger of the bad poetry. Plus, you might get kicked in the head by the horse senator.
Yeah. I'm going to say danger is about as high as being on a battlefield.
I'm going to give him a 4.5/... Oh, man, that's a tough one. I'm going to give a 4.
I'm going to go 4.5.
4.5. Okay. 4.5 and a 4.
People are faking their deaths. as they get away from this guy. Well, but that's
because the poetry is so bad.
True, but there's also a chance that he'll kill you for real if he's pissed off by that.
That's a fair point.
I mean, he charges you with treason just so he can steal your land and things. And that treason's a capital offense, I think, right?
Well, and then takes your land.
Yeah, so he'll just lie and then kill you and take your land. Just because you're a senator. Just because you're around him and you work for him. Like, that's terrible.
I'm going to stick with my score, but I could see where you're coming from. He scores really well. He scores a 30.
Yeah.
So he's right up there. So he makes the grade. He only scored a little bit better than Mr. Monk. It was the status that really hurt him.
Status is the hardest, man.
It's really hard to find somebody with power who has no status.
Yeah.
So would you like to hear? So our cutoff is 24, correct? You got to score at least a 24 to make it into the playoffs. I have a complete list for you, Defs. Would you like to know who is in the playoffs in no particular order?
Desperately.
Okay, we have Dumbledore, Captain Kirk, Darth Vader, Cruella de Vil, Henry VIII, Cersei Lannister, our lowest scorer here, Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
He made it into the playoffs just by the skin of his teeth. 60% of the time it works every time for him, so he made it in. Tobias Fünke.
Really? He made it in.
He scored 25.5.
That's not bad.
Iron Man. Mm-hmm. Peter Pan. Captain Hook. Nero. Mr. Monk. Jon Snow, Qui-Gon Jinn, Denethor, and Voldemort round out our numbers.
Yep. I feel like we're going to have to seed some of the big ones like Darth Vader and Voldemort and Nero in separate conferences.
The top four scorers have to have their own conference. Exactly. I mean, we got to reseed everyone.
Yep. We got a lot of work ahead of us, Rick.
Is that your stomach?
That's my stomach, man.
What is going on over there?
I don't know, dude.
Do you have some issues you need
to... I don't think I have any issues I need to resolve. I think it's just like... I think that I've had a lot of cheat days all in a row. I had tacos.
So we have 19 mm-hmm. who have made it to the playoffs. That is a very uneven number.
That is. We might have to whittle certain...
Some people might get cut. We're going to have to go into the laboratory.
Yeah, and it might not be based on score. It might be even on popularity, because honestly... Peter Pan...
Just tyranny.
Yeah, Peter Pan could get cut. I mean, Captain Hook and Peter Pan in the same one? I don't know.
It's a tough one. We could also perhaps give somebody a bye.
That's true.
Yeah. We'll have to figure it out, but we have 19 who have made it out of... 29. So only 10 people didn't make the playoffs. So who knows? Maybe we'll have to do a whole new reseeding. So, and just because you were eligible for the playoffs doesn't mean that you're going to get in.
No.
So I think our next episode will be the big reveal of one, the contestants, obviously, and who's made it into the playoffs and what system they're in. And then two, the actual scoring.
Mm-hmm.
We got to figure out a whole scoring scheme for this because it can't be the same.
No.
It's got to be new because this is the playoffs. This is where things get real. You know, just like playoff football, playoff basketball,
mm-hmm.
playoff volleyball,
mm-hmm.
playoff curling. They're not the same.
Yeah, it's a bloody sport.
It gets so much more physical. but yeah, I think that about wraps it up. You got anything to add? Any thoughts?
If you think we have wildly overestimated someone or neglected someone who should be on the list, now is the time to speak your piece. Go ahead and write to us at rickanddafs@gmail.com or we have the Facebook page, or you can just hit us up on any one of the other social medias that we have. Yeah.
And I think this is a good time to remind people that we are on Stitcher and Podbean, YouTube, Spotify now.
iTunes.
iTunes. Did I say YouTube?
Yep.
I think that's all of them. And I think... Was it you that said you were going to work on Amazon Music or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Slacker.
One of these days.
Someday it'll happen. So, yeah, if you just can't get enough Rick and Daffs, those are the places you can find us. You can always email us at rickanddafs@gmail.com. DAFS for Daffs.
That is true.
And I think that just about does it.
I'm Davs.
And I'm Rick.
Have a good one.
All right, you comfy? All right. Yeah, you want a glass of water? Yeah, water. We need water, although I don't know if you're like me. You drink some water before you go to bed. You're getting up a couple of times during the night, but that's okay. It's nice to get up in the middle of the night. You know, you pass the window, you see the full moon out there, or on the way to the toilet, you're noticing the patterns on the rug. It can be a good experience. Anyway, I'll get off the track here. Why don't you get cozy? Cozy for some bedtime stories.